This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We get listener emails all the time. Well, often, anyway, telling us how much they enjoy the work that we do. Some not enjoying the work, and that's fine, too. But I mention it because we got one this morning that honestly kind of broke me a little bit. Details, not terribly important right now. But the point is, we need each other at this moment. Anxiety and uncertainty are off the charts. And that, to be honest, is probably making it harder for you to do your job if you are lucky enough to still be doing it. All of which is to say, access to mental health care is more important now than ever. Starbucks announced earlier this week every worker is going to be able to get 20 free counseling sessions. A lot of employers are offering resources beyond their traditional health care plans as things develop right now. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Heading for the therapist's physical couch is not an option in our new reality of social distancing, so Andrew Facemeyer was glad when his employer, Northern Arizona University, started offering video counseling.
For someone like me who has an anxiety disorder, knowing that I can get a hold of someone is really important because at this time, it's just really easy to get overwhelmed.
At data analytics firm ThoughtSpot, employees like Candace Locke recently got a subscription to the meditation app Calm. She's been working from home in Mountain View, California for the last 2 weeks and is now under a shelter-in-place order. She's been using the app several times a day.
As soon as I start to focus too much on the news, I then bring it up, and just that take a breath is like a good way to reset.
Tom Insel, the former head of the National Institute of Mental Health, says programs employers offer outside of traditional health plans are more convenient.
You know, they can do this through the company's website. And now there are a whole series of different companies and different tools that are available. Everything from peer support and coaching all the way to one-on-one therapy.
Still, he says, so-called employee assistance programs are often limited at smaller companies and those that employ hourly workers. And of the estimated half of private sector workers with access to these resources, less than 7% typically use them. But Raleigh, North Carolina human resource consultant Lori Rudiman says this crisis could be a turning point.
Coronavirus is putting pressure on workers in ways that will really test the well-being not only of the workforce, but the entire society.
And that could mean more employers offering and more employees using mental health services. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.